Hi, this is Alonzo Bowden. Welcome to episode 281 of my podcast, Who's Paying Attention? I apologize if you hear a beeping in the background. There's construction being done on a house next door, and I don't have a Karen to make them stop. So there will be occasional beeping as I think they're using a little forklift. Anyway, enough of that. The COVIDiots are winning. That's the only way I could put it. The COVIDiots are winning. As you probably know, the coronavirus never went away. And now the numbers are going up like crazy. In Texas, they are now averaging, the average went from 2,000 cases a day to more than 5,000 cases a day. Number reported infections in the United States has surpassed 2.5 million. Over 125,000 COVID-related deaths, blah, 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 blah. I mean, listen, Europe is opening back up. Is it any wonder we are not invited? Texas, it's gotten so bad that the governor of Texas is resorting to science. I know. I was equally shocked to hear it, but apparently he is he's listening to scientists. I don't know what's going on in America. Some bitch start listening to science and so forth, but they're going to test more people, even though Trump said testing is what causes more people to have the virus. Even Mike Pence said people should wear masks. Now, we've talked about the mask thing before. I'm looking at pictures of this. Again, I don't get it. So protesters against masks go out without masks in groups to yell at people for wearing masks. Like if you don't want to wear a mask, gathering together to yell at people for wearing masks, just don't wear it. Now we know, and by we I mean people who read, know the science behind the masks. They don't protect you from catching the virus. They help contain your germs from going out on other people. So it's courteous. It's kind of like cover your mouth when you sneeze. But that obviously is stealing my favorite phrase. My favorite new phrase is stealing people's civil law rights. There was a woman, I think she was in Michigan, yelling that they were stealing her civil law rights. So states are actually going back to, too many noises in my background. I really apologize for all this. States are trying to go back to where they were before they started reopening. So some states like Texas is talking about shutting down bars, reducing bars capacity, where they once said 75%, cutting it back down to 50%. And restaurants being cut to 50%. Here in California, they're talking about closing bars. And I didn't even know bars had reopened. I knew restaurants had reopened, but I'm not a bar guy, so I didn't know. I guess I should have known. But anyway, and limiting large gatherings. And the scientists say that the problem, that is a problem. The problem is large gatherings of people. And we have, you've seen it in Florida, in the Ozarks. They showed all those people jumping into the lake in Arizona. They're headed to the rivers and stuff. It's hot. You know, people are like, hey, I can't get corona if we all go to the same swimming pool. What could go wrong? There was a family in Texas outside of Dallas that had a family reunion, and 18 people at the reunion tested positive. So obviously it's still here. It is still growing, unfortunately. And things like social distance and masks are being considered political rather than scientific. And as long as that's the case, our numbers are going to keep going up. So right now there are some states that are trying to do better. So Texas, Florida, Georgia, Idaho, and Tennessee and Utah, all new high numbers in Texas, record numbers in virus. States like Arizona, Arkansas, Delaware, Idaho, Louisiana, Maine, Nevada, North Carolina, they're all going to delay moving forward with opening. So as you know, places have been opening in stages. They're all like, too many cases, we're going to just slow down, where places are moving back, closing places that were open. Other places are saying, we're not going to open. And then, of course, there's Florida. God bless Florida, because you know why? You know why we need Florida? Because you might feel bad about your state. You might be in Texas or Georgia saying, wow, things are looking bad. Things are looking bad. You might be here in California. And California's really weird because it's almost like county by county, it changes, right? So LA County may require masks, but Orange County, Ventura County don't require masks. Another problem they're having is people, of course, travel to the places. The people who don't believe in masks travel to places where they're not necessary. People in places that are closed travel to places that are open. So there's all of that going on. And listen, it may be inconvenient for you. It may be upsetting to you. And you're like, man, we got problems. We got problems. But you know what? You're not Florida. Because Florida is Florida. So first of all, the governor of Florida, DeSantis, says that nothing has changed. This is just a result of a test dump. He's still holding on to that, the thing that there is no increase in the virus. It's just that more tests cause more viruses, which of course, yeah, why wouldn't you hang on to that? But more importantly, Florida has protests. Florida has cases. Florida has Floridians. Florida has Floridians. So in Palm Beach, they had a city council meeting over mandatory masks. And they showed up. And they showed up and they brought their I would say logic, but I can't. So there was one woman, these were her arguments. Now, listen, let me tell you something. I wish I were making this up, okay? I'm a comic. I try to write funny. I try to create funny. I know Michael Che. Michael Che is a brilliant comedian. Michael Che is the head writer for Saturday Night Live. Michael Che's job is to parody the real news. I don't know how he does it, because what I'm about to read are quotes from the Palm Beach City Council meeting. One woman said, quote, you literally, they love the word literally, you literally cannot mandate somebody to wear a mask knowing that mask is going to kill people. We the people are waking up. Every single one of you will be arrested for crimes against humanity. Every single one of you is going to get punished by God. Of course, God would be involved. You cannot escape God. Not with the mask or 6 feet away. 6 feet, like I said before, is military protocol. You're trying to get the people to train them so when 5G comes out, they're going to scan everybody. Should we tell her 5G is already out? Nah, why not? She's on a roll. All of you are practicing the devil's laws. What happened to Bill Gates? Why is he not in jail? Why is Hillary Clinton not in jail? Really? We're still on Hillary? Why are all these pedophiles that are demanding you listen to their rules, why are they not in jail? Why are they always pedophiles? They love pedophiles. Is it not because you're part of them? Are you part of the deep state? At which point I'm sure the city council thought maybe we should disband. But no, because the arguments continued. Another Florida woman stood up and said, I don't wear a mask for the same reason I don't wear underwear. Things gotta breathe. That's where she's breathing from. Well, that's a whole nother story. And of course, another woman argued that your masks are interfering with God's perfect breathing apparatus. So, you know, if you're in Florida, I wish you luck. I'm going to be in Florida next month. I have a gig scheduled at the Side Splitters, I love this club. It's old school comedy club in Tampa. And people are like, are you going to go? Not just yes, but hell yeah. How could I not? I know it's going to be risky, but I have to. I'm obligated to see some shit like this. While we're on the subject of stupid, and when are we not? Karen and Ken are at it again. And I didn't mean that as a rhyme, but you have probably seen this picture. Down in Missouri, a rich suburb of St. Louis, I guess. Don't know the exact name of it. There have been protests, and some of these protests are defund the police protests, and a group of protesters was heading to the mayor's residence as part of this protest. Well, Mark and Patty McCluskey, two lawyers who live in this community and have a McMansion, literally a McMansion. It's styled like a Versailles mansion or whatever. They stood outside. He's wearing a pink polo shirt and khakis. She's wearing a striped polo shirt and capri pants. She's holding a pistol. He's holding an assault rifle. And you've seen these pictures. The pictures are viral. They're calling them Ken and Karen on patrol. It would be funny if it weren't real. If they weren't real guns, that they were pointing at each other and waving around and pointing at protesters and just, it's almost difficult to comprehend the level of stupid to do this, to have. But again, it's everything the protests talk about, right? I mean, you want to talk about white privilege? You're standing outside waving guns at people walking by and you don't get arrested because, okay, you're allowed to have guns in your house. You're allowed to protect your property. But that doesn't mean you get to stand outside waving a gun at people walking by. That's not protecting your property. These people are no threat. They're not coming onto your property or anything else. And it's just, it's why the world is looking at us collectively shaking their heads, because they're like, what in the actual fuck? I'm sorry for dropping F-bombs on the podcast. Not really, but I'll say that. But it's amazing. And it would be a parody. This would be a Saturday Night Live parody, because it would be like the ultimate, if you were trying to make fun of white people and you had to draw white people, if you had to draw a caricature of white people, this is what you would draw. Just khakis, capri pants, and guns. Yeah. Unbelievable, and yet it's not. I use that phrase on occasion, unbelievable. I use it less and less because there is nothing anymore. There's nothing anymore that isn't believable. There's nothing that happens that you're like, well, that couldn't happen. Sure, it could. Why wouldn't it? Speaking of Karen, because Karen's staying busy. Karen is out there. In San Jose, Karen at the store called a black woman a nigger. And again, these videos are going around. She says, say it again. Karen said it again. This woman dropped her. I think it was the right cross that took her down. It would be justified, but unfortunately, it is illegal to physically assault someone for something they said. So this woman, as I understand, got arrested for this punch in the mouth that was well deserved. There was another Karen. This video was out. These people were moving, and it's 1 a.m. Now, if you've ever moved your own furniture, moved your own household, there is nothing more tedious, tiring, and exhausting than moving. Imagine it's 1 a.m. You've been moving your shit all day, whatever. And this woman comes down the street yelling at you about niggers making noise at night and calling you a nigger and you know, and you're videoing it and all. But forget about that. Good for the woman shooting the video for not beating the hell out of this woman, punching this woman in the mouth, slapping her or whatever, because then she would have been arrested. But who the hell does that? Who the hell does that? You're making noise. Yeah, you know what? I got a neighbor rebuilding his house, and they start at 8 a.m. And sometimes, like I said, they got that little forklift running, and it's beeping. At no point would I go over there yelling at them. People live. Let people live. Karen, fuck off. Another Karen, right here in North Hollywood, California. I used to live in North Hollywood, not that far away. At Trader Joe's, throwing a fit because they asked her to wear her mask. Just like a child having a tantrum, slamming her basket down, screaming. There's nothing more Karen than watching Karen surrounded by four employees of Trader Joe's, telling her to calm down and get out of the store, and her threatening to have them arrested because, once again, her civil law rights are being violated. Yeah, Karen, stop it. Shut up. Go home. Call Becky. Leave us alone, okay? NASCAR, well, we're on the subject of Karens and Kens and race and whatnot and so forth. NASCAR, the noose in Bubba Wallace's garage was investigated by the FBI, and they seem to have found that it's not a crime, because they said it wasn't a hate crime because it wasn't a noose aimed at him. The noose had been there for months. It was just an ordinary old NASCAR noose. See, this is why I can't be bothered with NASCAR. Again, I have racing fan friends who like NASCAR's changing. No, it's not. No, it's not. Apparently, this noose has been there since October. So they said, oh, well, that's okay. And they claim it was a garage pull, but every knot, first of all, they showed a picture of it, and it looked damn well like a noose. I'm not a noose expert, but that looks like a noose. But you know what? They went to noose experts, and they went to knot tying experts, and they all said, that's a noose. That is a noose. That's not a pull. For the, they said, if you made a pull, you know, a rope to pull the garage door closed, and why wouldn't they have electric garage doors? We all have them. But even if you did, you wouldn't use a slip knot that tightens as you pull it, because then your hand would get caught as you were trying to pull the door closed. No, it's a noose. But they're trying to claim that Bubba Wallace, it's the same as Jussie Smollett, the fake racism thing. Of course, it's a little different in that, one, Bubba Wallace didn't report the noose. His team reported it. And two, it's a fucking noose. It's a noose, okay? There's a noose hanging in the garage. Now, what are the odds of the noose hanging in the one garage that happened to be used by the black driver in NASCAR? It's the only garage with a noose, and it's the only black driver. And it just so happened that the two came together. But nobody knows why, had nothing to do with it, and of course, hate wasn't involved. Then we got Trump, okay? There's some of his followers at a place called The Villages in Florida. Really? Florida? Imagine that. Yes, in Florida. And the guy is yelling white power from his golf cart. He's driving along in his golf cart yelling white power. Again, Che, good luck. Good luck parodying this, Che. Good luck making a fake reality funnier than a real reality. Funny, horrible, and sad, and stupid. But ultimately, you're an idiot if you're yelling white power from a fucking golf cart. And Trump retweeted it and talked about how great his followers were. And then, of course, after 3 hours, took it down and said, oh, I didn't hear him yell white power. Guess what? Anyone could hear him. I got motorcycle and loud music hearing, and I damn sure heard white power quite clearly. The guy was yelling white power. Here's another thing going on with Trump in Florida. And this is disturbing because we don't know who's at the bottom of this. It's not Trump, because he's not that smart. On August 27th in Jacksonville, Florida, there's going to be a Trump rally. And I just learned this because someone pointed it out to me. August 27th was known as Axe Handle Saturday in Jacksonville because in 1960, white people took baseball bats and axe handles and chased and attacked black people in Jacksonville, Florida. Now listen, this is not a coincidence. First, you have Trump going to Tulsa, okay, where black people were burned out and killed in 1921. He goes to that city on Juneteenth. Now he's going to Jacksonville on the anniversary of another racist attack. This is not a coincidence. I don't think Trump is doing it because, again, he's not smart enough. But somebody in his camp, somebody in his team is continuing to send these messages to racists and white power and Aryan and all that bullshit, keeping them energized, because ultimately they're going to be the only ones left to vote for Trump. Everyone else is beyond this, but they're going to be there, and there's a lot more of them than you think. Don't listen, don't believe the polls. Go vote. Go vote. Don't leave it up to the polls. Don't say Biden has this won. No. Because I'm telling you, I say it over and over, at least 10% more people vote for Trump based on racism than will ever admit it. Trump has more supporters than you think. And our only battle, our only way to beat this is voting. And you gotta get past voter suppression, because you know McConnell and the Senate do everything they can to keep people from voting. So yet, please, please, please register and go vote. Whatever pain in the ass they're making it in your state, it's worth it. Is there any good news? Yeah, Mississippi is doing away with the Confederate bars and stars on their flag. It's not much, it's symbolic, but if Mississippi can get on board, I'm all for it. So get rid of the stars and bars, Mississippi. Now, on more personal notes, a few things I want to talk about. I had two friends, two that were hurt badly in bicycle accidents recently. One, I think, was hit by a car. The other just went down, hit a bump or rock or something in the road and went down. Didn't have a helmet on. Major head injury. Doctors said it could have been fatal. One broke a collarbone, the other broke a thumb, definitely bad bruising and this and that. My point being that if you're getting out there, especially if you haven't ridden a bike in a long time or you haven't done some activity, but you're like, I got to move, I've been in the house, it's summertime, just be careful. Be careful. Wear the safety equipment. Listen, I wear a helmet when I ride a bicycle. They ain't cool. Bicycle helmets aren't cool. Motorcycle helmets are cool. We get paint jobs on them and this and that and the other. You could have a cool ass motorcycle helmet. Bicycle helmets, not that cool, but they protect your dome. Okay. Long time ago, there was a study on helmets and motorcycles and this and that. And I read this. It blew my mind because I had no idea. But at 19 miles an hour, now think about that. Think how slow that is. 19 miles an hour. At 19 miles an hour, if your head hits concrete or asphalt or cement or whatever, it will pop like a pumpkin. Now, the reason it doesn't happen more is because you're moving forward, so it's seldom a direct impact to your head. But think about how fragile your skull is. 19 miles an hour is enough to crack your skull wide open. We don't want to lose you. We don't want to lose you. Protect your dome. Wear a helmet. Wear gloves. If you're riding a bicycle or some activity like that, wear gloves. Why? Because when you fall, instinctively, naturally, you put your hands out. First thing you do, you put your hands out. And you will bust up your hand, cut up, and possibly break your hands. So wear, be careful. It's summertime. You want to get out. You want to have a good time. I understand. Get out there. Have fun. Why do I always go to bad news when I'm doing good news? This was just a side thing I read. I was reading an article, and it talked about summer vacation and economics and race and so forth. And it talked about the fact that richer people, this back before it was a race thing, richer people could afford to go on summer vacations and working class people had to stay home. And that's where we developed traditions like hanging out on the stoop and fireworks in the neighborhood and so forth, because people couldn't get away. Well, now we have to mix in gentrification. I'm going to use Brooklyn because Brooklyn's a perfect example. It was used in this article. With the pandemic and the restaurants being closed and people not being able to go out, they've allowed, and I've seen this here in the LA area, restaurants can serve alcohol to go. So like Mexican restaurants serve margaritas, other places serve wine. And people are getting this and they're walking around drinking the wine, this and that. And of course, there's double standard in law enforcement. So if you're one of the gentrifiers, white, rich person, walking around drinking wine, it's no problem. If you're one of the neighborhood, black, Latino, who's already there, and you're sitting on the stoop drinking beer, you're going to get arrested. You're going to get hassled by the cops. Completely unfair and ridiculous, but it's real. Be careful out there. Be careful with the fireworks. We know people blow their hands off every year. More people will do it this year because there's going to be fewer public fireworks displays. So people are going to be doing it on their own. So please be careful. I'm going to be back out there in the virtual world. I'm doing a show. You can check it out on Facebook. You can find out the details. But with Carmen Morales and Debbie DiGiovanni this Friday, July 6th at 6 p.m., it's going to be a Zoom show. So if you go to Carmen's Facebook page, you can find it. July 19th, I'm going back to the Nowhere Comedy Club. A lot of you supported me on this. I'm doing another one. I'm looking forward to it. I'm looking forward to your support. NowhereComedyClub.com. You can get tickets. We do it via Zoom. I'm doing it with Liz Mealy, hilarious young comic and good friend. I love Liz. So please support that. And finally, and this is just a sad note, and I want to dedicate this podcast and say rest in peace to my friend Kahari Parker. Kahari is a brilliant jazz drummer. He played on the smooth jazz cruises that I do. Kahari played drums with everyone, literally from Destiny's Child to George Benson to Earth, Wind & Fire. Just a great musician. I had a massive heart attack. Not yet 50. Man, what didn't even make it 50 and died. And I'm sorry to hear it. I'm sad to hear it. He was a good guy. He's one of those guys. Always had a laugh. That's my memory of Kahari. Always having a laugh. And ridiculously talented on drums. Live for today, people. Live for today. Enjoy it. Don't put it off. This is promised to no one. Tomorrow is promised to no one. I don't mean to be morbid or anything like that. I'm just saying, you know, have some fun. Hug your people. Laugh about something. Do whatever it is because we got today. And the COVIDiots are everywhere. Watch out for COVIDiots. If you see a COVIDiot, put on your mask. Walk away slowly. I love you guys. I appreciate you. Who's paying attention? As always, you are, and I thank you.